About a couple of months ago, I did a podcast, an episode on what was announced to be the oldest tree in Madrid, in the Retiro Park, which they had planted in April. It was an olive tree, and I discussed it because there was another tree that was supposed to be the oldest in that park, but this one was a recent incorporation, and it came from a town nearby. Madrid called Carabaña, and I was wondering where that tree came from, how they got it, because the tree was over 600 years old, and it was a bit surprising that they would actually undertake such a what I thought would be a risky procedure, and why a town would give up a tree that venerable. And then I also went on to talk about the oldest tree in the region of Madrid. Which is a yew tree, tejo in Spanish, and that was up near a town near Rascafría. And I had never been there. So I decided to do a little investigating and see what I could find out about both trees. So the first thing I did was go up to find the oldest tree in Madrid. I took my dog, or my daughter's dog actually, along for the walk. It's outside of Rascafría. I located it on Google Maps. For some reason, I didn't go to Wikiloc, which I normally do. Anyway, we walked along from a restaurant called La Isla, and it took us longer than we expected, and we had to go higher up than I expected, and we actually took a sort of the adventurous route. And it wasn't that easy to find, in part because there really are no signs indicating where the tree is. I think that's done on purpose. They know people will go up and see it because the tree is fenced off and there's a sign there giving you information about it. So they know people go up there. But I guess they don't want that many people or masses flocking up there. So they sort of their way of discouraging that, I think, is by not telling you where it is. And that certainly added to the adventure. I could see where the tree was on the map, but there was no clear path, even though when you get there was a path. But the path, the main one, kept taking you in sort of different directions, and I got skeptical and I saw a trail in the woods, so I sort of beelined it right toward the tree, and that made it pretty cool because you were going up alongside these little creeks that were sort of trickling down from the mountains, and the dog liked that too because Pucho could go in and out of the rivers a little bit and have a drink and cool off his legs. And we got to the point where I thought I was there and I couldn't find it, you really don't see it until you're there or within 50 feet of it. It's not a very tall tree. It's a very wide tree, as the really old ones tend to be. And it was a cool place to visit, and it's a nice walk. I did some further research after that and realized that there was an easier way up to the spot, which is good to know. But I think it was fun for us to go on the adventurous route and find it that way. So that tree does exist, okay? And it's outside of Rascafría. It's called the Tejo, the Balondillo. So go give it a try. If you go from the Isla restaurant, that's where I parked, it's about a 14K walk. Overall, maybe 12, 14K walk. Certain areas might be a little bit steeper. If you're not prepared for that, just make sure you know. And but it's nice. Most of it's wooded, so the sun's not beating down on you. And that was cool to see. So it does exist. I've seen it with my own eyes. My dog has seen it with his own eyes. That's something you might want to check out one day. Then a few days later, I went from Madrid. I just took my car and I drove to Carabaña, which is not far from Madrid. It's maybe a 30, 35 minute drive from Madrid. and it's a small town just east of the capital. And one of those towns which were probably more prosperous at an earlier date. Remember this, I think I mentioned this in the other episode, that this was a town that actually was famous for something quite different, not olive trees. It was famous for its water called Agua de Caravana, which supposedly had these sort of medicinal properties. Essentially, it was a laxative, a purgative, sort of to help get things out of your body. It was very popular. If you talk to people from Spain, especially from a certain age upwards, everyone sort of recognizes that name and maybe have even tried it. But there's a spa there, and I wanted to go see that too, but it was closed. I'm not even sure if it's ever been open. I know this was a project that was going on for many, many years, and it just never came into fruition. So I want to find out what was going on there, because when I drove by it, I couldn't get in, that's for sure. And then I went to the town, and I did what I usually do is I go to the main square and I find a restaurant or a bar there, have a coffee, and start asking questions. And since I clearly, it's easy for them to realize that I'm not from there, not even from Spain, they often pretty much give me the information I need. No one really wanted to talk much about the spa or the aguas, so that I found was interesting. But anyway, after that, I went to the town hall and I asked about the olive trees, and they knew about it, and so they told me where I could find them. And I was like, "Oh, there's more than one." They go, "Oh yeah, there are a lot more." And so I walked down the outside of the town, and then it got to a point where I wasn't 100% sure where to go. And I ran into four elderly gentlemen who were from the town. I could tell they were from there. And I asked them, and they were happy to tell me where it was. And I wasn't far off. It turns out that this is a sort of a nursery for old olive trees. In other words, these are olive trees that have been out in the countryside, in the fields, or in olive groves. And they just dig them up. And they bring them over to the town, and they're there for sale. And in fact, not far from there was a home that was maybe just 100, 150 yards away from that nursery where there were these really old ones. I mean, these must have been up there with the age of the tree that we have in Retiro Park. And apparently, they're for sale too. They were just there. You could walk around, take a look at them. I didn't run into anyone who seemed to be selling them. And I actually had plans to move on to other towns that day, so I didn't stay very long. But I did locate the trees, and now I realize what happened, I guess, is that the city of Madrid, and I went to this person who sells them, and I just bought the tree and had it brought to the Retiro Park. I mean, that's what I'm assuming. If it's a private business, it certainly has nothing to do with the town of Caravaggio itself, or it wasn't a public lot, it was private. So it just seemed, I'm sure what they did is they bought the tree and took it to Retiro, planted it there, and said, "Now this is the oldest tree in Madrid." You have to put a little asterisk next to that claim. Anyway, so that's a little follow-up on the story I did on the trees, the old trees of Madrid. And you can actually go to both places and see them. Rascafría itself is a very pretty town, and the valley around there is beautiful, so you can't go wrong there. And Caravaggio, which is definitely less known and may not be a tourist destination, I must have been the first one there in a long time. I certainly found charming. I like those towns, and I like talking to the people there. The people were very nice. Everyone I talked to was more than happy to help out. So that says a lot for Caravaggio. And the region around there, which is sort of the Alcarria, which is a region east of the capital. And it's in the region of Madrid. It's also in Cuenca, and it's also in especially Guadalajara, a really cool area. I'll tell you more about that on a different episode. Anyways, that's a follow-up on what we talked about a couple of months ago, and I just want to share that with you. And that'll be all for this podcast by Brian Spain-Demain. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to leave us any comments or questions because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain-Demain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do this by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.